You said you wanted to ask Jerry a question about his Cowboys, I think.
No, not really. I mean, I just want to ask him because Jerry's a huge baseball guy, as we all are around here, and we're getting ready for the playoffs to start. You got two-game playing games today. So the winners win their respective divisions in the National League.
Right.
The losers then have to tee it back up again to play in a wild card game to stay in the playoffs.
Correct. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I don't know why Major League Baseball doesn't just take the head-to-head matchups and determine who wins.
Yeah, I mean, one of these teams is going to lose two games, and it's just going to be awful.
Yeah, it is going to be awful. But so Friday night, I don't know if you guys watched the Yankee game or not, but Friday night was the night that the Yankee lineup that I've been talking about for the last 2 weeks showed up. Now, I don't know if this lineup has been together. I was trying to think, when was the last time this lineup, the way it was configured on Friday night, was together? And it was McCutchen, Judge, Hicks, Stanton, Voit, Gregorius, Andujar, Sanchez in the eight hole, Jerry, and Gleyber Torres. And everybody had a hit.
Blah, 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 blah.
You had home runs. And I'm sitting there going, holy crap, that's the team.
Yeah, I was
that
watching.
That is the team right there that I'm telling you is going to give everybody fits.
Yeah, I was watching from a hospital bed doing my sleep test with a CPAP machine over my face, and you were texting me. Phone's going off. She's calling me. Oh, it's Boomer. What does he want? And it just said, this Yankee lineup is blank and ridiculous.
I was like, oh, okay. That is right. I mean, and I'm, you know, they take two out of three at the Red Sox there. And I know the Red Sox didn't, you know, they were playing it as if like spring training, a lot of it. And that Friday night they weren't. But I'm just telling you, look at that lineup.
Yeah, I know.
That
I've
is
heard.
Ridiculous.
I've heard. I've seen.
And Voit hit a couple more home runs.
Yeah, he did. That's the Yankee lineup that we called the best team in baseball back in June.
Yeah, but they didn't have McCutchen. They didn't have Voit in it. And here's the thing. They break the all-time home run record. You know, Stanton has 100 RBIs.
Yay.
They won 100 games.
Yay.
I mean, that's the team right there.
I do love the Yankees.
And it all comes down to one game with Liam Hendricks most likely being the opener and then a bullpen game the rest of the way. I mean, that's what the Yankees at home. So we'll see.
Do you see the line on Chris Davis?
Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, this guy
hits his 47th home run, 48th home run, or whatever it is. But 4 years in a row, he bats 247. First time that's ever happened in the history of baseball. And they took him out of the game to preserve the batting average, which is just weird. I don't know. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the fact that he's not going to win the MVP with that season, too, is unbelievable that there's guys who have had better offensive seasons than him this year. All right. We have Jerry Recco here with an update. What's going on?
Well, we're brought to you by the Ray Catena Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today at a Ray Catena Service Center for first-class service at affordable prices. What's going on? Two bad football teams right now in New York. We'll start with the late game, Giants and Saints. Giants had just scored a touchdown, got the two-point conversion, had it within eight. Saints had the ball at their own three-yard line in the fourth quarter, and they go right down the field, or right down to the middle of the field, and then would score from far out.
2:16 to go. They hand it off to Kamara. Big hole off the right side to the 40. 35-30. Breaks the tackle to the 25. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! 49 yards for Alvin Kamara. And that seals the deal with 2:06 to go.
And that was Bob Popper with the call
Popper.
On the fan. And pretty much that sealed the deal.
Bob Popper.
Yep, that's it. Kamara runs for 134 and three touchdowns in the second half. He also had five catches for 47 yards. Saints beat the Giants 33-18. Some of the post-game sound. Here is a beleaguered Giants head coach, Pat Shurmur. Not good enough.
Got to coach better, and we got to make more plays. And we just got to keep fighting, and we got to just work our way out of it.
A reporter asking essentially about going forward with the way this team is made up and the coaching staff.
You need to make massive changes.
No.
Massive changes.
No, we need to get better.
What?
What does that mean, massive changes?
Yeah, I mean, good, man. I don't know what that means.
We need to get better.
Pat Shurmur! Yeah, I have no idea what massive changes means. All right, we're four games into a season, four games into my career as your head coach, and we're going to make massive changes.
Massive what? Changes. Here's
Well, we got a whole another 100 guys sitting on the sideline waiting to play. What do you think? We got what we got, and that's what we got to go with.
Here's Eli. He had a good first drive, and then what?
Yeah, you know, got off to a great start, great first drive, get the lead. And, you know, after that, just had some stuff where it just made us go backwards.
Okay.
Not much accomplished.
Everything's good. It's all great.
Fine. Here is Beckham. So what's up?
I don't know. I'm doing everything I can. I put my all into this. I've sacrificed everything, especially coming towards this year. I've sacrificed and made personal changes and done all I can to be the best teammate and bring everything that I can every Sunday.
That's right. And do that. You don't have to tell us about it all the time and how great you are, but just you're getting paid a lot of money. Just keep it together. Keep the energy.
Well,
don't go hog wild and start snapping on your teammates.
I mean, this was
Everybody just relax.
This was the first crack.
Yeah, you know why? Because he's like Antonio Brown. He wants the ball. He wants it 15 times a game.
Well, that's why threw it to him 35 times, and he had like 17 yards receiving.
But the end of that, which you don't hear, which he doesn't say that he's implying, is I'm doing all this stuff, and I'm not getting anything from my teammates out of this. That's basically what he's saying. I sacrificed this. I did everything, and I'm not getting the ball as much as I need to, which is BS, which is a diva wide receiver mantra, and he's starting to morph back into that.
Yeah, but I don't, you know.
And I don't blame him, by the way.
He's the only, right, okay, as long as you don't blame him, because right now, I swear to God, he's the only guy with energy. Now, I'm not saying that Saquon Barkley doesn't have it, but he's a rookie.
Yeah, and he also doesn't have that type of personality.
Yeah, you know how the Patriots came out yesterday and just said, screw you, we're running the ball right down your throat.
With a rookie running back.
And look at that offensive line.
Yeah.
Now, they have really good internal offensive linemen. They have two really good guards and a good center. So the middle of that offensive line is really tied together. But they got a new left tackle who's struggling, you know, but played really well yesterday, by the way. And, you know, he was a seventh-round draft pick by the 49ers. He was their right tackle. The Patriots make a trade for him. They put him at left tackle. And the most important position on the offensive line, they say. And you know what? They just ran the ball right down the Dolphins' throats.
Give Brady a lot of credit, too. On the one touchdown pass to the left in the end zone, he knew he was going to get blown up.
Yes.
And he hung until the very last second, made the throw,
and Philip Dorsett makes him make a great catch.
Yep.
And I don't know. You know, they're 2-2. They've gone from really good to listless to really good again. But, I mean, that's what it takes. I mean, you know what? Somebody's got to go over there to the Giants and say, man, screw this, man. We're gonna run the ball, and guess what? That's how we're going to find ourselves, because all this quick drop-offs and quick twitch throws and get rid of it because I don't want to get hit crap ain't working, and it's not working, and you got your best wide receiver who's ready to snap.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's starting to bubble. The eruption is about to come.
And for him, he still needs to be a good teammate. You got to change your life. You got to do all that stuff. That's why they're paying you. That's what you said you were going to do. Keep it together. Keep it that way. And then Pat Shurmur's better get that guy the ball, because it's going to be an explosion here before too long. I mean, it's close. You could feel it, right?
Yep.
Jets Jaguars in Jacksonville. Jets, of course, won week one. Has not gone well since then, and it certainly didn't go well on Sunday.
Dropping the throw. It's a blitz. Fires along the right sideline. That ball's caught by Dante Moncrief. Inside the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown! Along the right sideline, Bortles to Moncrief for the score.
That's Frank Frangie on Jags Radio.
That's your shutdown corner. Just got ran by.
Right by. 31-12, the final scores. The Jaguars go to 3-1. The Jets fall to 1-3. Blake Bortles, career best, 388 through the air. A couple of touchdowns. D.D. Westbrook, 130 yards receiving. You just heard from Dante Moncrief there with the 67-yard touchdown. Here's Todd Bowles. Couldn't handle that short passing game for much of the day.
Saw him all week. We knew it was coming. We didn't play well underneath at all.
Well, how does that happen?
I wish I could sit here and explain it. Well, we didn't look very good.
And that right there is the most maddening part of this whole game, is that. And there's a lot of it, but that right there, that they couldn't figure that out. And don't give me the watch the tape thing. The way that they have things, they've got pictures, they've got video, they've got Microsoft Surface. They worked on it all week. They know they were going to do it. And that stuff was still happening in the fourth quarter with D.D. Westbrook without a defender within 10 yards of him. Boom, 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 but right down the field. I mean, that was pathetic.
Jerry, did you see in your Dallas Cowboy game, when Golden Tate scores the touchdown and Detroit goes up late, did you see Chris Richard, the defensive backfield coach for the Cowboys, just going after the defensive backs on the sideline? Did you see that?
I did not see that.
Oh, man. It was unbelievable. He's drawn up on a whiteboard, and he's looking at these guys. What the F are you doing? How many times we got to tell you? I mean, he was just going off.
Because the Lions had a couple of real long, short drives, meaning long yardage and not many plays, where these guys were running free.
It's maddening. No, I actually love the fact that the coach lit into his players on the sideline.
Well, you saw
awesome.
A little bit of that from Bowles yesterday.
You did see that.
A little bit on one of those wide open D.D. Westbrook plays where he started screaming at guys, but still didn't fix it.
It's almost like the linebackers inside, you know, did not pass guys off and weren't waiting for people to come into their zone. That's what it felt like to me. It felt like there was a lot of miscommunication underneath in their zones. And that's inexcusable. I mean, you know,
those are
supposed to be guys that have been practicing and been playing together now since training camp, and they should be able to communicate on defense what the hell to expect and what's going on, and don't overplay somebody. That's what it looked like to me. And then there were guys running wide open.
Yeah, well, that's D.D. Westbrook had his second year in the league, but it's the best game he's ever had. The first time he's had 10 catches.
Blake Bortles' best game. So now the Jets have given up Blake Bortles' best game ever as a quarterback, and they gave the Browns a win for the first time, how long was that? Like
2 years.
2 years or something.
Yeah. December of 16.
So now the Jets, on back-to-back performances, have given some of the, I guess reputation-wise, some of the worst teams and players their best games.
All right, elsewhere in the NFL, since you mentioned the Browns, I think they got screwed, but whatever. They wind up going to overtime with the Raiders, and the great Brent Musburger gives you the game-winning call as Oakland gets their first victory of the season.
For the win.
Good.
Ring the church bells. The Raiders are a winner. Just finished, baby.
That's Brent on Compass Media Network's Matt McCrane, the game-winning field goal, though, and there in the overtime, the Raiders beat the Browns 45-42. Derek Carr, 4 touchdown passes, got the game-tying score late with the 2-point conversion to get the game to overtime. This was after there was a review on a first down that the Browns had that looked like sealed the game.
Yeah, I mean, how do you overturn
that? I have
no idea. I understand that you can go back and say, all right, that's close.
It wasn't close.
And in the history of the NFL, we've all been watching it for a while, those spot reviewing spots, they never, very rarely did they overturn those. And that's one of the ones in a critical moment that could have sealed the game that they overturned? It's crazy to me.
It is. I would say that I did not think that there was enough visual evidence to overturn it.
But they're saying
his wrist was
down. Yeah, but even there.
Nah. I mean, come on. To overturn it. It's crazy.
As Dean Blandino said on the broadcast, I believe the only way this ball gets moved is forward.
Yeah.
Take it backwards on the Browns. It's amazing.
So you see the problems that the officiating crews have, right? I mean,
well, that wasn't the officiating crew. They had it right.
That's even, you know, that's NFL. So that's Alberto Replay Reverser Riveron is what that is. That's somebody looking literally at something and still claiming that it was the right decision to be made.
It's too much. It's just too much. Texans handled the Colts in overtime 37-34. Now, in this game, this was interesting because in the overtime, the Colts had a 4th-and-4 from their own 43-yard line, and they decide to go for it, don't get it, as luck goes incomplete. Here was Frank Reich defending and telling us why and how he did what he did.
Yeah, I'll just address it now. I mean, we're not playing to tie. I mean, we're going for that 10 times out of 10. I mean, that's just the way it's got to roll.
Unfortunately, it gave the Texans very good field position. They would go down not too far and kick a field goal, and they would win the game 37-34.
And by the way, just so you know, I did actually get a text from Frank, and you know, I said, man, gutsy call, the whole thing. And he goes, boom, when I first got here, I told him we're going to be aggressive, and I'm not backing off. We're going to stay aggressive. And we were aggressive when Doug and all of us got to Philadelphia initially with Carson Wentz, and it basically paid dividends, and we won a Super Bowl the next year because of the way that we coached the team, the way that the team responded to the way we coached them. And, you know, when you listen to the players after the game, I don't know if you saw any of the player stuff, and maybe you can find something for the next cut. Every single player to a man said
they love it.
They loved it.
Right.
They
won the game.
Right. Yeah.
Well, and then when Todd Bowles saw that highlight, he broke into hives because this is a guy who kicks a field goal down 22 and then punts with 5 minutes to go when you're still down a million points. So, I mean, there's different schools of coaching. I am never going to get on a guy for being aggressive in that situation when he's got a quarterback that he trusts.
You know, I know he's my college roommate, so I'm a little bit sensitive. I you know, was glad, you know, he interviewed for the Jet job when Todd was in for you, and I told him, I said, man, I hope you don't get this job, really, honestly. I mean, I don't want you here just because of my own sanity.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But the fact that he's in Indianapolis and he's got a great quarterback, and by the way, I guess you can all now get off the fact that they don't trust his arm or his arm strength. Threw the ball, I think, 63 times yesterday.
It's a lot.
He knows who his best player is, and he is going to use him And Andrew Luck loves them. So, hey, say what you want. They're a young team, and they're building, and they got to play Thursday night now on the road in New England.
Last clip I'll give you to get out of here. Bengals-Falcons. Here's essentially how this ends with your boys Horde and Lapham on Bengals radio.
A.J. Green out to the right from the 13-yard line. 12 seconds to go. Dalton back to throw.
Boom!
His pass.
Boom!
Caught,
yeah!
By A.J. Green.
Yeah!
Touchdown! Bengals!
Kick the extra point. They win 37-36 in Atlanta.
And in honor of the great Dave Lapham, Jerry.
Yeah.
That's why I have the Bengal hover helmet in here on our
desk.
Which
is very cool.
So people on CBS Sports Network who are watching us on television, they could see this helmet that's spinning around. It's called a hover helmet.
Yeah, it's mesmerizing. If you sit there and just watch it, especially with the Bengal stripes, yeah. I mean, you can like really, you can go into a trance.
So it hovers, and I spin it around, and it goes around and around and around and around. It's awesome, and you can get those in college team helmets and all that other stuff. But in honor of the Bengals and Dave Lapham, my man Dave Lapham, who I knew was probably going crazy yesterday, we have the Bengal hover helmet here.
Sunday Night Football, Ravens beat the Steelers 26-14. Tonight, Chiefs in Denver, of course. Baseball-wise, the two division tiebreaker games, Cubs and Bruins, Brewers for the NL Central at 1.
Did you say four. Bruins?
Yeah.
That's right. Hockey Brewers. Starts this week, Jerry.
Dodgers-Rockies for the NL West at 4. Yankees-A's Wednesday night, American League wild card game. Red Sox beat the Yankees Sunday 10-2. Red Sox go 108-54. Yankees 162. Mets finish up with a 1-0 win over the Marlins. Noah Syndergaard complete game 5-hitter. Mike Socha stepping down. And get ready.
Yes.
Knicks-Wizards tonight, preseason basketball.
Oh, well, I don't care about that. But we do have hockey, man. Cup. Your Devils are going to be a good team, Jerry.
We'll see.
All right, it's a WFAN 635 ticket drop.
Excited.